Do we need to address the blip on recording?
Yeah, I would.
So we reached at 6:05, and we got the notification recording has stopped. We stopped talking, and now we're restarting this way. We were discussing as far as if it's a class, it's not a class, it's an online program. The state will run it. I guess I had a question which hadn't been asked yet, which is a follow-up that we know that this for sure fulfills the state's requirement for online school and education for the kids, correct?
Yeah, in fact, this is the State Office of Education's program. They're running it through us. So all of those things are the drivers have to be certified through the USBE, and all of the programs are all certified through the USBE.
I don't know for sure because it's been a bit since I read the law. I thought that it needs to be some type of in-class instruction for underage drivers, like
So
the.
that UTVA is Utah Virtual Academy that will run that course.
And it, so, but it does apply. It works for these, like, 15-year-olds to get their license eventually, correct?
Yeah,
Is
because
that
there's
supplies
a
that requirement?
yeah, because you got the instructional side, and then you have the behind the wheel 6 hours plus. I think there's an
Okay.
additional 6 hours. Don't quote me on that part of
Okay.
in-person like support structure. I don't know all
Okay.
of the details about how it works, but
As
I
long
think,
as it qualifies, I
yeah,
think that would
we
be
just
my
went through
main
that.
thing.
We went through that process, Kim, as
Yeah.
well, online training and then behind the wheel.
And it's online training with a live instructor at Utah Virtual Academy. He was in the meeting yesterday. And
Okay, perfect.
this is the hearing, so this will be on this meeting and then approval for the
Yeah.
next.
Okay.
The other change we had to make was when they were running the to purchase the PE shirts, the vendor went from we were charging $7, and the vendor just invoiced us at nine, basically 10. So we need to change our PE shirt for the high school from $7 to $10, which was updated on the fee schedule. So those were the two. And then we added a no-show fine. That was a recommendation from the State Board of Education or from the USBE, from the representative that kind of runs the program. So if a kid doesn't show up for a drive, that driver had to come from somewhere, and that's a big burden on them. So there's a $30 fine, which is non-waivable. These are waivable fees. The 225 would be a fee waivable fee. So those kids that were on fee waiver could apply and have this waived. However, the state reimburses anyone who is a fee waiver for this program specifically. So if we had a kid who qualified for fee waiver and it was waived, the state would reimburse us the $225. So
Right.
it's a zero sum.
Okay.
Pretty cool. I mean, usually it takes a long time to get these kind of programs in a school, and they, with some connections, came to us, and we've been wanting to do this for a very, very long time, but it takes a long time and a lot of work to get it set up. And they were excited to partner immediately, which is really rare.
Right.
Okay.
But this is just approving the fee. We don't actually like the online academy will be in charge of
Yep.
it, but do they already have all of the vehicles and everything
They do.
necessary? Or
Yep.
wow, that's exciting because I have one that's going to be going through it this year and we've gone through Right for two and it's not the most wonderful experience. So this is great.
Yeah,
Okay.
we're this
Yeah.
is I'm super excited about. So the three things that you would this is just obviously the discussion about the change, and the revisions are in the board packet. So $225 fee for driver's ed, a $30 no fine or no show fine, and then a $10 $7 to $10 increase on the PE shirt. Those are the three changes. And no vote necessary on this one.
Oh, there's no
Okay.
vote necessary. Okay.
It'll be next board meeting that you'll
Okay.
vote to
All right.
approve
This is
these.
just you letting us know. Okay, great.
Okay. All right. So, do we have anything else, or can we take the vote to adjourn?
Nothing else on our end.
Okay. Well, I'll take a motion to adjourn this meeting of July 30th.
I, Liz Starley, will make a motion that we adjourn the July 30th Board of Trustees meeting.
And roll call vote, starting with Liz.
Does anybody want to second my motion?
Oh, sorry. Kim
I'll
Crandall
second it.
seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Liz
Okay.
Starley, yes.
Kim
Great.
Crandall, yes.
Gary Arndt, yes. Rich Wilson, yes.
Maybe Fotheringham, yes.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Sure.
Nathan.
Thank
Thanks, Devin.
you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.